This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. That golden path that Austin Goolsbee and I were just talking about. Soft landing, of course, is another way to say that, where inflation gets back to where the Fed wants it to be and the economy doesn't really slow down too much, if at all. That kind of sort of maybe seems to be where things are headed. I think we mentioned this the other day, that Goldman Sachs now says the odds of a recession in the next 12 months are just 15%. That is down from their guess of 35% back in March. And if Goldman's right, then the bond market might be wrong. For well over a year now, we've had what's known as an inverted yield curve, which means the yield, the interest, on 10-year Treasury bonds has been lower than the yield on short-term debt, specifically in this case, 2-year Treasuries. And when that happens, historically, inverted yield curves have been a pretty reliable indicator that a recession is nigh. Maybe, though, this time is different. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
In normal times, investors receive a higher interest rate from longer-term government debt, which makes sense. The longer you lock up your money, the more you want in interest. But when investors get a better return from a 3-month loan to Uncle Sam than a 10-year loan, something is off. Olu Sinola is with Fitch Ratings.
Investors think that tomorrow will not be as rosy as today. And there's a high likelihood that rates will come down. So that's typically why you tend to see inversions.
Basically, bond investors are betting a recession is coming, which means the Fed will lower interest rates to juice a recovery.
When you think about the last 10 recessions, 8 of the last 10 were preceded by an inverted yield curve.
But parts of the yield curve started inverting in July of 2022, and the economy is still humming. Menzie Chin at the University of Wisconsin-Madison says it's too early to start calling the bond market a liar.
The lag time between when you get the inversion and when you have the recession is variable. And so, you know, it could be anywhere from 6-8 months to 18 months.
But another possibility is this post-pandemic economy is just built different, says Scott Ladner with Horizon Investments.
We entered this period really from a point of strength. Companies don't have to borrow money. People don't have to borrow money. They're in the best shape that they have been in 40 or 50 years.
Ladner says when he takes a microscope to the yield curve, it's not predicting a recession per se. It's just predicting the Fed trying to get inflation back to normal. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.